Hi, this is Andrea Bonnie Gould, the artist in residence for How Was Your Run Today and a brand ambassador for Run for All Women. Before the boys kick into some of their silliness, I want to talk to you about something important, the midterm run. The midterm run kicks off on September 16th in Brooklyn, New York, and from the 16th on, we're hosting a series of events across the country. On the 17th, we'll be hitting Philadelphia and D.C. On the 18th, we'll be in Boston and Detroit. On the 19th, Chicago. And wrapping up the week on the 21st in San Diego. Interested in joining one of our runs? Follow Run for All Women on Facebook, and you can sign up for an event. Interested in learning more about the Midterm Run? You can go to midtermrun.com to join the movement and contribute. Thanks for your time. Now on to You're Killing to Me, Brian.
Peter, we've done it. We've returned to the microphones for a second straight week. That is a record, my friend.
Stop with the self-praise. Take a look at yourself.
No, it's called positive self-talk. It's very important. You know, as a runner, you need to have that, especially as you run longer and longer distances. You need to have positive self-talk, or you're just going to run yourself into the ground.
Wouldn't know.
Why not?
Because the running not happened on the leg.
Why? What's happening?
Boo-boos.
I heard a little birdie told me that maybe the heavy television had nothing to do with your injury.
Yes, Dr. Jillian Block, my physical therapist, thought the TV probably was not the cause. It probably just exacerbated an already tight situation.
So what's happening? Are things improving?
Yeah, we're getting there.
I heard you ran a little bit.
Well, I went for a long walk on Saturday. And in the middle of it, decided to try running, and I went for about 3 minutes straight. It felt okay, not great. I'll know, and I don't know yet. Do you know what I mean? I'll know when it's okay.
Let me tell you this, Peter. If I could have run 3 minutes on May 1st, that would have been amazing. I was allowed to run for 1 minute. So right. You know what? Put it all in perspective, baby.
Perspective, man. No, I hear you. It's fine, and my mental game is sharp and good.
In like 3 months, you're going to be running up and down Killington Mountain.
That's not going to be a problem.
That is the trajectory.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
I'm not going to worry about it so much. What about you, man? I feel like you are devouring miles the way I'm devouring pizza rolls.
I don't even know what a pizza roll is.
Yes, you do.
What is it? Like a taquito?
Well, no. Well, like,
what are those little things called that you throw in the toaster oven?
Well, taquitos are one of them. That's not what I meant. I meant pizza rolls because my son is currently on a pizza roll jag. And
but
he's
is it like that kind of thing? You buy it at the
They look like little
frozen
pillows.
Food and you put it they in
look
the toaster.
Like, they look like they're not raviolis, but they're pizza rolls. They're little pillows of fat.
Little, okay.
Carbon little pillows fat, of fat. Little carbon fat.
A little red inside. Red flavor.
Ooh, not much.
Really? It's just cheese?
It's mostly cheese and flavor of red.
Okay, so it's vegan is what you're saying, and
almost.
And gluten-free.
Almost.
Not that those things are part of my diet.
No, I believe they are mostly gluten. I think it's like a square inch, a solid square inch of gluten. But well, anyway, that's neither here nor there. You are eating a lot of miles.
I'm doing a few miles. I'm doing a few things that are interesting to me. We ran the MR8 8K. Which is the Martin Richards, eight. Martin Richards was the young boy who was killed at the Boston bombing, and his foundation put on quite a spectacular race on Labor Day Monday. We actually started outside of the famous Boston Garden and ran around downtown Boston, almost the same route actually as the BAA 10K up and down Com Ave, and then we came back and ran right into the Boston Garden. Right onto either center court or center ice. You take your pick.
Well, was it the parquet floor?
No, it was just a cement floor. Neither were down.
Neither were down. That's kind of rare to see that.
Yeah. Neither were down. I guess it was set up for basketball, kind of. But they must have, you know, event seating, whatever it is. Let's put it this way.
Well, this time of year.
The glass wasn't up. The boards were not up.
No, no, no. This time of year, it would just be live venues. There's no sports in there this particular minute.
You know, when we were in there for the interview with Amy Moritz, sports reporter for Buffalo, a few months ago, and they were doing hockey practice.
Yeah.
They were on the ice, their morning skate. That was really cool. And to see it with no parquet floor or no ice, it looks very small.
Small convention center.
That's exactly what
with
it
feels. Big roof.
It couldn't be a convention center. Like, no, the floor is too
small. There's not enough floor space for that, right?
Yeah. And it's like, wow, there's a lot of seats here on this little convention center. But when you think about it as a venue for concerts, it even felt small. But when you're in there, it feels enormous because, of course, there aren't 250 people in there. There's 35,000 or 40,000, sure, or however many they pack in there.
Sure.
50,000 maybe. I don't know how many people go in for those. So, you know, it felt intimate because there were so few people. So the race itself, it was another one of those hot and humid days. But talk about positive self-talk. I had none of it. I had slept very poorly, and Andrea really did not appreciate my game that I brought to the race.
Well, you're a grouchy bear.
Very grouchy. My legs were garbage. My stomach was a little goofy, and I hadn't slept. I did not sleep well. I'm having trouble sleeping lately, and I don't know what's going on. Usually, I sleep like a baby, but I've been like every other night has been troubled sleep, and it's not like the head spinning like I'm concerned about things. It's just I'm sleeping very light.
Let's go through that real quick.
Sure.
Are you drinking enough water?
Probably not.
Are you imbibing in alcohol pre-bed?
Yeah, but not in anything that would be affecting, and not right before bed necessarily, no.
Is there an uptick in sugars other than alcohol before bed?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. And are you napping during the day?
Is our boss listening?
No.
Yes. No.
Okay.
I'm not napping during the day.
All right.
No, and my pre-sleep ritual has been a little disturbed because it's been the beginning of school. Both kids are in high school. Everything's different. You know, we're back in the grind. We're back in the wake up, everybody's going, school, different stuff is happening in the evening. So it's just I'm having a little bit of trouble with the conversion from summer back to the real deal.
Could you not do your 60 a day just before bed?
You have to bring that up, don't you?
Well, I saw you posting that you're back in.
I was the day I posted that on Friday, yeah. Yep.
And Saturday you did your days?
Nope.
And Sunday today?
No.
And
no. Monday, I did 20 on Saturday.
Tuesday.
And,
Wednesday.
And the other days they have, let's just say consistency on the push-ups still aren't there. I need more public shaming, folks. That's what I need, accountability from the listeners of this program.
Well, you're going to get it because you're putting it out there.
I hope so. Because I'm not doing it. And anyway, so the Martin Richard 8K was a good race. It was very warm. Everybody was enthusiastic. They had about 10 billion volunteers. And then we got back into the Boston Garden and, had a beer at whatever it was, 10 o'clock in the morning, which is
always
kind of ridiculous.
And sure.
Hot dogs, which we didn't eat, and other stuff. And then they had a ceremony. And it was just a good event. So hopefully that will be sort of a Labor Day staple in the Boston running scene. Let's hope that continues. And after that, yeah, I'm sort of on the schedule, man. I'm training for half marathon, so I'm on the schedule. And it feels pretty good, although this past weekend, Andrew and I went for a long run, which she crushed, and I barely sort of made it through.
When we say long, we're saying 8?
Yeah, it was just 8. It wasn't super long, but it was long enough. And, you know, the miles, the consistency now was adding up and kind of kicked my butt. So, you know, when I ran that 25K at Killington, I backed off for 3 or 4 days beforehand. I crushed it, and then I took a couple days off. And so, you know, you can kind of do that. And I think my legs are still tired from that event.
Probably so.
So I don't know what I'm doing. But I'm following the plan now. You know, we're going to see how it goes. Andrea's kicking butt. That's good. How is social media guru Anna Brooks doing in her lead up to the BAA half marathon?
She devoured 10 miles yesterday in a long run. She's got just under a month to go. I think she's fine. I think she's talking to herself about not getting enough runs in during the week. But as you and I know, and as many of the listeners know, really, it's the long run that is the defining run of your week. Yes, the other miles help. Yes, cross-training helps. But if you're crunched for time because life gets in the way, but you can still manage your 10s, your 12s, your 8s, you're going to be fine for a half.
Yeah, if you miss a 5 on a Thursday.
So be it.
On Friday, don't go make it up.
Do not make save it for the long run.
Keep going on. Right.
So I think she's, you know, much like you and myself, she's trying to get her mental game focused. And I think she'll do very well. And then, of course, everyone's putting their lens onto a little town called Millinocket.
Where's the finish line? Which way to the finish line?
You can't get there from here.
I can tell you who I know is putting a lens on there.
Yeah.
Neighbor, brewmaster, chemist, Will.
Oh.
He's getting very excited for that. And he is on the Tom Holland plan.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so first time running a half marathon.
Okay.
First time really with a training plan.
Taking a full 16-weeker on this one?
In adulthood. 14, I think it is.
Okay.
For the beginner half marathon plan. And week one is over, and he has now run more miles in a week than he has in a very, very long time.
That's excellent.
So kudos to Will.
Kudos to Will.
See you up there.
You mentioned your 25K run in Killington. Mm-hmm. I believe you have some audio footage, which is not the right word.
Audio tape?
No, it's not audio tape. It's ones
it's
and
not.
Zeros. But
it's not.
I believe you have some digital recordings.
I do.
From your time there. Do you want to set those up for myself?
Of course. The first one, as I mentioned, was a backwards listener.
Which I got to give a huge shout out once again, 2 weeks running, to David from Japan, who came up with the logical answer as to why people are doing that.
It's not a brain deficiency?
No, nor is it some sort of hipster, I'm going to do it this way.
I'm going to use my typewriter to...
Right, to brew coffee in a peanut press.
No, monocle.
With my monocle. No, it's that the most podcast apps list them in that order because, of course, we publish them a certain way and the most recent one's on top. And then if you just hit autoplay and you're going through your runs or you're doing whatever, you're fixing your car and you're underneath your car and the next podcast comes up in the order, of course, it'd be the one prior to that, the one before.
Well, that's logical and...
It's a little lame. I don't want to think about it that way.
It's a little lame
because
I want
it to be this magical thing that people have decided to
do. Right, that I know nothing about.
Right.
And there's some reason that people do it, and it's so cool.
No, it's some Freemason thing that's going on out there. That's what I want to believe.
George Washington was a Freemason. You know.
Yes, he was.
Yes.
Ben Franklin, too.
Just look at a $10 bill, folks.
It's all there.
Is it on the 10?
I don't. I think it's on all of them.
Or is it the one that they're all standing there?
It's every single one.
Well, the little... eye on top of the pyramid is everywhere.
It's always there.
It's always there. The spider is up in the upper right-hand corner. You know about that, right?
Okay.
Not a $1 bill.
I know. Yes.
Wow. Just shut me down.
No, I love it. It's great. Tell me more. What
really?
Else, what else could you do?
Talk to me about a vinyl Cape Jawa. Yeah.
Toy shows in a month, everybody. Come on out.
Oh, are you going to a toy show?
I'll be operating a table in October at the Super Mega Fest. And it will be a Lost in Space reunion. That's all I'm going to say.
Lost in Space toy show.
Just play the sting for me. Yay! As much as I hate you, I love that sting. They really do.
I think you hate your ankle, Peter.
So who's up first from Killington?
This is Rebecca Curry, who is from Philadelphia, who we'll find out she's a long-distance runner. She's run a lot of marathons, but pretty new to the trail scene. And she also stayed at our house for the Boston Marathon last year. She came up to cheer on some folks, and we were her Airbnb. So we got to know her, and just happened that we saw ourselves in the corral of the race, and we talked about listening to How Was Your Run Today backwards, and then we went and ran 10 miles together.
Well, let's go hear it.
Have you run other long trail runs like this? Like, where is this on the pantheon of trail runs you've done?
I've only done like 2 trail runs, like 5 or 6 miles. So this was way farther than I've ever gone.
Wait, you went for an over 15-mile trail run without having done anything longer than that? Like, not even a half marathon or anything?
Road distance.
Road distance, yeah. But not trails.
Not trails, yeah.
What is your experience? What do you feel like after a mountain 25K compared to like a road race?
I'm glad that it's over. I'm glad that I did it. It was really fun and super challenging. A lot of walking.
Yeah, we spent the first 10 miles together, and I felt like we maybe ran a mile in the first 10 because it was basically uphill the whole way.
Yeah, it was a lot of you saying, let's run for 1 minute, and literally it was 1 minute, and then we'd start walking again to walk up the hill. But it was awesome.
How was the last 5 after we separated? What was that like? I know it was muddy because we both ran into mud puddles. How was it otherwise?
It was good. It was fun because there was a bunch of times when it was just me and nature. I was like, did I go the wrong way? Am I close to the end? Because I wasn't tracking my times. I had no idea what was going on. It was nice. It was fun.
So here's my last question, which is, I didn't really feel like I had an opportunity, except at the very end when I had nothing left, to open up and really get a great stride in and really run. Otherwise, it was sort of walking uphill or little tiny runs because the trail was technical, or downhill, like trying not to fall on my face. Obviously on a road race, you can open up whenever you need to. Like, how does that compare, those two different styles of running?
How does it compare?
Yeah, like for you, like, did you like this, or would you rather be able to open up and just run your pace for 10 miles or half marathon or full marathon?
Yeah, I liked the difference between running and walking and the challenges that showed up for us today. But after you left me, there was like a little bitty stretch where I could run for what felt like 6 or 7 minutes. So I felt happy about that.
Much different from a road race. What's your next event that you're looking forward to?
The next event I'm running a half marathon with the Oregon State Penitentiary, the guys at the run club, the inmates over there, in a couple Fridays from now.
So you're flying out to Oregon. What city? Is that in Portland?
Yeah. I'm flying out to Portland, Oregon, and it's in Salem, Oregon.
Awesome. Well, if you have time, go over, say hi to our friends at the Portland Run Company, and maybe you'll get to run with funny man Mark Remy. While you're there, they do evening runs out of there.
I'd love that. Thank you.
Oh, but you're going to NP with Vinny Cent. Tell us about that.
Yes, and while I'm in Portland, I'm going to see our friend Vinny Cent. I'm so excited.
Woohoo! Wait, I have one more question. Rebecca, what was your favorite part of staying at our house?
Ooh, the dogs and the eggs from your chickens.
Oh, that's right. We made a big egg breakfast.
Woohoo! Yeah, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Anytime.
That was awesome because she's awesome. And of course, we all together watching the marathon together, I didn't realize that she was really a runner.
Oh, yeah. She's run multiple marathons.
Yeah, we didn't really talk about that because we were too busy drying off from the
constantly putting on our waterproof slickers, running outside, seeing a few runners, and then coming back.
And then I love that there's a little shout out to both Vinny Cent and funny man Mark Remy.
Well, you got to get it in there, guys. You got to get your Instagram
trail
likes.
Running and street running are like kissing cousins. They're not really the same thing in any way.
I'm not sure how that metaphor works, but I'm just going to let it sit.
You just let it be where it is.
Kissing cousins.
Trail running and street running is like in 60s television shows when the same actor would play a cousin that comes to visit. They're kind of, they look alike.
And then you would only see one from the back.
One from one side and one from the other. And they look a little bit alike, but they're not the same thing at all.
Well, one would wear glasses. That's how you could tell them apart.
Yes, yes. Yeah, trail running has a beard and mustache.
Well, yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Well, that was great. I'm glad you guys could catch up. Who is next on your Killington Hit Parade?
This is Natasha Walth, who is an NP Boston person, also a backwards listener. This was so strange to meet two people at the same moment, also in the starting corral for the 25K.
So did you just like turn from one person to the other and be like, you want to talk? Or was this all later?
No, it all happened before the race as we were getting
these
ready
are,
to run.
These are
no, the interviews. Yes, happened all later. All the
the actual intros and hey, do you want to talk after?
Yeah,
that thing?
Yeah, a whole bunch of people who knew each other, and Andrea was finding people, and she knew a lot of people. Run for All Women and Harlem Run had a big crew up there, so she knew a bunch of them. So
and did people see together. You from a mile away because you're so handsome and tall, or did you have HWRT swag on?
The first one.
Well, that's fine, because I ask, because when I go out and about in my hood running around and people stop me and say, are you with that show? It's because I'm wearing the garb. And
no, most of the time people said, how are you, Peter?
Well, that's awesome, because they also think I'm you.
Well, yeah. Why wouldn't they?
Well, that's what I guess.
I actually have no idea how it happened. Well, no, I think Natasha and I have met at NP Boston, so we look very familiar to each other. So we also talk about the race and some other stuff. This is right after the race. These guys all came together and we recorded this.
Holy cow, let's go.
Natasha, you just finished a 25-kilometer race up and down Killington Mountain. Have you run trail races like this before, distance-wise? Like, how does this fit into all of the races you've run before?
Yeah, this was my first longest trail race. I've done the 10K at Wachusett Mountain twice, but this is the longest, and I decided Thursday to do it.
Wait, today is Saturday. You decided Thursday to do it, and you actually told me earlier that you did something insane yesterday, which is Friday, which was what?
I ran 12 and a half miles yesterday, which included 5 miles of the Summit Ave with November Project Boston.
Front hills only? Were you in the front hill?
Front hills only, yes. Oh, I got that group.
What is going through your mind when you make those types of decisions? That does not sound like a taper. That sounds insane.
I think I don't quite think correctly when it comes to running. And plus, I feel like most of my people in Boston can understand this. We've had horrible humidity this summer, and all of a sudden we had a week of 70 degrees with no humidity. I just couldn't turn running down.
I hear you. I have fallen into that trap many times. This week I was pretty good. I thought, I ran a 5 or 6 on Wednesday or Tuesday, and I thought, or Thursday, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to keep running, and then, no, I can't, I'm doing this trail race, and I've heard, I mean, how is the vertical on this race? Like, how much, what would you say is the proportion of walking to running, or hiking and running in this?
This was definitely more of a power hike race. Yes. So I don't even know if I would call this a race today. I power hiked for 25 kilometers.
Which is over 15 miles.
Yes.
I mean, I was hoping for maybe a 10 miler or at the most a half marathon, but the only option was like 10K or 25K.
Well, way to join the 25K crew.
How about ultras? How does that, are you looking at this in your future?
Yes, I think I have bit the bug. Kind of done with the road marathons now and natural progression to go into those ultras.
Wait. You said you're done with road marathons, except you have 2 on your schedule coming up? Like, what's happening?
So I'll be done with it after these next 2. So
what
I'm
are
doing
they?
Chicago and then also Marine Corps.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
What a season. That's incredible.
Yes, I'm very excited.
What do you run, like 45,000 miles a year?
No, not at all. I probably should if I ever wanted to become faster, but I do not.
Tell me this. How much time do you spend in the gym to prepare for races like this? Are you mostly road miles or do you mix it up?
So it depends on what season it is. The winter time in Boston obviously is dark, cold, and it's easier to go in the gym at those times. But during these nights where we have long summer days, I have a hard time going to the gym. So the summer is definitely high mileage for me. Winter is more probably the appropriate mix what I should be doing for training.
Okay. And you are from Montana originally. How long have you been in Boston?
Almost 8 years.
Okay. And what, were you a big runner in Montana?
I wasn't. No, I actually, when I moved to Boston, I started running as a way to meet people. There's so many run clubs and run groups in Boston. It was a great way to actually get introduced to different people in Boston.
You know, some people go to like bars or trivia nights or, you know, other things like that. How did you decide running was your way to meet people?
I've heard of people like that. I wouldn't be a sore all the time if maybe I was like in part of that crew. But the running groups go to bars afterwards. So it's best of both worlds.
Right. Awesome. What do you have any big, hairy, audacious goals coming up?
Yes, I am figuring out what I want to do for my first ultra, but I'm definitely going to do 50K in the spring of next year.
Awesome. Well, good luck. Congratulations.
Thank you. You too.
And I'm going to ask one question. How was your run today?
My run was awesome. Beyond belief. It was amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Brian, other than Natasha being a woman, being much younger than me, being fully healthy,
yeah,
I think we're a lot alike.
You have very similar traits.
Well, in that...
And mileage.
Well, in that we both set high goals and standards for ourselves.
That's very true.
And she named some races I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been to Montana once.
Yeah.
So there you go. I mean, we might be brother and sister.
I'll tell you this. She has to work on her taper game. Well, maybe not, though.
No, maybe not. Maybe for her, it was deciding on a Thursday and throwing down and to show up on Saturday. I mean, that's the way it works for her.
Yeah, hey.
I don't think that's how it's going to work for the Ultra in the spring. She knows that, though. Or maybe not.
I'm not putting anything by her.
How about we're in no position to tell anyone how to do anything?
I think that's the way
I can barely walk from where we're sitting to my car without falling over. Who's next, Brian?
Three lovely people from a little place called London, England. Let's just go.
They came from London?
England.
To go to Vermont?
Just listen to the interview, will you?
All right. Give it to me.
So I have here Johnny, Stephen, and Becky. And can you all together at the same moment tell me where you're from?
London French Club.
Woo! So you have all come over from London. It's a Saturday. When did you arrive here in Vermont?
We arrived early in the morning, Saturday morning actually. So we've
Saturday.
Friday morning. Early in the morning.
Jet lag is considerable.
Jet lag was considerable. and we had a really, really beautiful day exploring the scenery, and we checked out Kemp Pond and met some of the local wildlife.
Tell me about that. What kind of wildlife did you meet?
Everyone was swimming in the lake, and then all of a sudden I realized I was surrounded by snakes. So that was great.
Describe these snakes. How big were they?
They were probably maybe 3/4 of a meter.
Yeah.
So probably not that big, but we don't come across many snakes in London.
So for our American listeners, 3/4 of a meter is about 14 feet. So just so you know that.
Is it actually that big?
No. 14 feet is like.
Yeah.
We also met some nice Canada geese.
Uh-huh. Well, they're everywhere.
Yeah, that was kind of cool. And some dogs as well. We met a dog on an island.
Alone on an island? Yeah, a dog on an island? So your intention was to come fly across the Atlantic Ocean to come to Vermont to run this race? What put this seed in your head?
London Bridge Club is supported by Under Armour, and so they invited us across to... try out one of the races in their mountain series.
Okay, so how did this compare to mountain races or trail races that you've done in England or other places?
It was pretty sensational. It was the view coming up when we got up to the very top was just pretty mind blowing. So it was actually really. I was running through with some other guys, and just as I came through, it was just on an absolute high running through like with the vista. So. There's nothing like this that we could ever get in the UK anyway.
It's interesting that you say running, since I also ran the 25K, and I did very little running at all. It was mostly power hiking. How was the 10K race?
The 10K was good. It was a lot of uphill. I think it was probably about 90% uphill, and then I got really excited about the downhill and then immediately regretted that excitement because it definitely wasn't as great as that. But it was amazing. Again, views, like, you turn a corner and you think you're going to find, like, another hill, but it doesn't matter because you've got this beautiful, beautiful view.
Have you been to other mountain races in other places in Europe?
No. Actually, I've only done one, which was here in Colorado as well. This is definitely very different to kind of what we've experienced before.
And when do you go home?
We actually go home tomorrow afternoon, so it's a very quick visit. But yeah, it's been great.
So is that big thanks to Under Armour or like Under Armour? Why am I flying back and forth in 2 days? This is crazy.
No, it's been great. Like Johnny said, you know, we don't get these kind of views or these kind of experiences in London and or in England. So, yeah, it's great to come here and be here and have that experience.
Okay, I'm going to go across the table. What is your next big race or the next big event that you're really excited for?
We've got Amsterdam coming up very soon, so super pumped for that.
Is that a marathon or half?
That's a half. So there's a big group for us working towards Valencia, and we've got a bunch of different events coming up before then. So the next stop is Amsterdam, so pretty pumped for that.
Okay, fantastic. Are you also running Amsterdam?
Yeah, same, Amsterdam half, and then a autumn marathon as well. Yeah.
Which one is that?
Probably Valencia. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how about you?
Ditto, Amsterdam half. That's it. I think it's like the biggest group of people going to Amsterdam for this, so it's going to be amazing.
How big is London Bridge Runners? How big is the crew, and how often do you run together? What's the deal?
So we run every Sunday at the moment, and then there's also a small group of us who are training for Boston qualification. They also train on Thursdays and some Tuesdays. And we have 85 members in total.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And how many of you came to Vermont?
There's 7 of us here in total. So yeah, small group of us, but yeah, we're representing for everyone else.
Have I read about your group in Runner's World, perhaps? Have you made it to that far?
We have, yeah. So I think we were featured as, because we run and brunch every Sunday. So I think we were featured in as the foodie runners.
Fantastic. All right, guys, anything left to say about this race particularly? What did you think? What's your takeaway when you're sitting on the plane tomorrow going home? What are you going to remember? When you're scrolling through your photos or whatever, what are you going to say on Instagram?
I've got so much footage from various random people that I met along the way. The camaraderie was pretty cool. So it was, I don't know, I think maybe that's the, with trail running, because the terrain, through the nature of the terrain, you end up, your pace changes so often that you kind of seem to cross paths with people pretty frequently. So yeah, I met some really cool people along the way, and obviously the stunning views as well is probably one of the highlights.
Awesome. Anything else?
The same. It's just the same. The views, the people. It's been a really nice atmosphere to come in, especially like coming all the way that we have, like to be kind of accepted and just be all in it together. It's been amazing.
All right, guys. I'm glad you're here. Tonight. Oh, hold on.
We got a big party tonight, so there was definitely going to be some memories made there as well.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, the most important thing is the after party. Where is that, and how do I get in?
I don't know. I'll give you my number.
Tune in later to find out.
Is there wildlife involved?
Hopefully.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Have a good ride home.
Brian, that is pretty awesome that you got the cast of My Dad Wrote a Porno to talk to you right after that race.
I've never listened to that show, but thank you for the name drop.
They're terrific.
Yes.
They sound very British.
They are very good at accents.
Very young.
They were. Younger
and
than me.
And very fun, and it sounded like they had a good time.
Yes.
First off, I wonder if they listened to our show. Did you tell them it was actually going to be on a show?
Well, I'm going to reach out to the London Brunch Club.
Wait, hold on, because during the interview, you said London Bridge was falling down, running club.
I did say that. I don't know what got into
what
me.
What do you, is it really called what now?
The London Brunch Club.
Yeah, would you let them know that they exist on a podcast, because they probably want to hear themselves.
Well, I bet London Bridge runners are going to be psyched, whoever they are.
They're funny. They're awesome. And I wonder if they would want to come out. I know it's twice in the same year.
Yeah.
But it would be great to have London represented in the third annual Crankle 2K. Crankle 2K. Can you imagine the costumes?
I'm sure all it would take is for HWYRT to pay for them to fly over and house them and have them go home.
I've already wired the money via Western Union.
I hope not.
I've already put the money on the Queen Elizabeth too.
Thank you. It'll get there by the crankle.
Crankle across the pond, we could call it.
No, that would be having a crankle across the pond. We could have a race in England. That would be great.
I would do that.
Yeah, I would do that too.
Okay, so we'll reach out to our sponsors on that. Are we done? Do you have any more interesting people that you met in Killington? Is that it?
No, there's another group that came up from the District of Columbia.
Okay.
People may have heard of this group. It's called the District Run Collective. And two gentlemen representing that group talked to me about trail running and what they're doing in D.C., which is that group is pretty cool. So let's listen to that.
Okay.
All right. Matt and Corey, you're from an organization called District Running Collective out of D.C. Can you tell me a little about this run club and what brought you up to Killington Mountain today?
Of course. We are a D.C.-based running crew. We started back in 2013. So we've been running the streets of D.C. Ever since then. 2014 was the main year that we started our weekly run, which really was what sparked a huge following in D.C., where we average around 150 to 200 people to come out every week on Wednesdays, and we also have Saturday runs. But we're really trying to change the way that people look at running in D.C., especially minorities, especially, and people that are transient to D.C. I'm a native Washingtonian, so it's always amazing to see the people come from all over as they come to D.C. to really be a part of like our experience.
So 150 people, that's a huge crew. What distances are you going?
During our weekly run, we have four different groups. They're called Flyers, Movers, Groovers, and Cruisers.
Okay.
And
I love it. I know which group I would be in.
Which group would that be?
That would be the Cruisers, I think.
So, as you can probably guess, it goes from like an advanced group down to a more beginner group. From Flyers to Movers, they typically run 3 to 5 miles every week. And then the Cruisers is like the beginner group, so they run about 2 miles a week.
Okay. 2 miles a week. Okay. And then you have a Saturday crew
as
well.
We have a Saturday long run for people that are training for marathons and more of our like intermediate advanced runners that really want to get more miles in. It's a little bit less people that come out, but they run up to 8 miles, or during marathon season, they try to keep it 8, 12, 14, whatever people are trying to get in for those training miles.
And how about the social scene? Is there something that happens before or after? Like what? I know running is wonderful, but is there something that happens around the run that keeps people coming back?
Yeah, so we're especially known for the social scene. We like to party. So every Wednesday after the run, we have happy hour. So a lot of people just stay back, have beers, drinks, celebrate birthdays, and just celebrate life. So yeah, our social scene is pretty big.
So if I'm coming down for a Wednesday in D.C., is it the same route all the time? Am I coming to the same place, or should I hit you up on social media to find out where you're going to be and where the after party is?
We change it up every week. So we don't really let people know the route that we run every week. You find out during the announcements, like if we're going to do hills, with the mileage that we're going to do, whatever the case may be, you find out right when you show up. So you won't know.
Wow, so it's a total mystery. So you really earn that party at the end.
Because we don't want people to feel discouraged if we're going to do like a really long run, or if we're going to do hills, stairs. Like we like to keep people on their toes so they don't look at our Instagram. That's our main means of putting information out and say, oh, we're going to do like, 5 miles today, and then people, or it's going to rain, and then people kind of like feel like, oh, well, I'll just go next week. We want people to just show up and really just be about the culture.
How have you felt sort of being part of the D.C. community? Has there been change, acceptance? Do people look at this crew of 100 people running through the streets like, what the heck is going on? Or are you a known entity at this point? How's it going after a couple of years?
I think we're growing. We're a growing force in the city. And it's every week we're running down the street and people are like, oh, like, what are you guys doing? Like, who are you guys? And like, we'll yell out, "Dish Your Running Collective, look us up." And that's how we've gotten a lot of people to come out and run with us. So I think we are very well accepted in the city. The mayor knows about us. Like, everybody knows about us. Police officers, they're yelling, honking the horn, and everyone is supportive. So
we introduce a lot of newer runners or post like collegiate athletes. They'll come out and run, or people that ran in high school. So we really like try to connect people to when they used to run and provide a different experience. We provide that social component that you might not get from you know, other run clubs. We have a lot of run clubs in D.C., but for what we bring is definitely more of a social, a lot more impact to the city itself. We do a lot of programming with D.C. government, with a lot of local businesses. So we really ingrain ourselves in the D.C. community a lot.
That's fantastic. So out of D.C., up to Vermont to a trail race, totally different atmosphere, totally different type of running. How many people did you say you brought up today?
We brought up 26 people for this run, yeah.
And so what was the experience like? I assume some people have never run a trail run at all, much less a mountain race up and down the mountain. How was the experience for you, and how did you feel it went for the crew?
Well, actually, we have some pretty good trails in the DMV area. It's not really at elevation, but we have a lot of good trails. But a lot of people have never really been to Vermont. So it was good, you know, for what Under Armour presented us to come up, to really just provide a different scenery, different experience than just being in the city, getting some fresh air, and running through the, you know, the great state of Vermont. It's very, you know, complete contrast to what we're used to. And that's what we like to shock the system. We like to bring people that normally wouldn't be here and provide a different experience. So it's been awesome.
Awesome. And Corey, which race did you run today and how was it?
I did the 10K today, and it was pretty challenging at the beginning. Just straight uphill. Every turn, it was like another hill. It was never ending. But I think I did pretty well, and I finished strong, so I had fun.
Do you guys have any closing comments? Anything else you want to get in?
You can definitely follow us at, or look us up at, districtrunningcollective.com. We're on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. We have a website. Just keep up to date with us. We're always trying to redefine our impossible. That's our motto. And definitely check us out. If you're ever in the city, Washington, D.C., we run on Wednesdays at 6:30 and Saturdays at 8.
So if I'm just traveling down for business or pleasure or whatever, I can drop in and hook up with you guys and go for a run?
Yep, just pop on up. Just show up is all we ask. Show up ready to run with a good attitude.
Awesome. Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks. Thank you.
Brian, it's going to come to no shock to you
mm-hmm.
that for the last, I don't know, 18 months or so, I haven't really been interested in traveling to Washington, D.C. for various reasons.
Are you redefining your impossible?
Well, now that I know the D.C. Collective is there, and if I were to stop through on an overnight or what have you, and I could hop down and run with those guys, I think I would, because that sounds excellent.
Yeah, it sounds really, really fun.
That's very, very cool. And to have them travel up to Vermont with 26 people, man, that's no small feat. That is excellent.
Yeah, you know, I only met them for a short time, but it seemed like Matt and Corey are a party, just the two of them. So to have 26 people from the same crew must have been a very, very fun time after the race.
Well, Matt and Corey, I know we didn't meet, but open invitation, of course, to the third annual Crankle 2K. Because those people from London, they're not coming.
No, if you've never been to Vermont, you really want to be to Millinock at Maine in December.
Yeah, I mean,
believe
if you
me.
Really want to up the ante on the New England vibe in winter.
If you ever really want to be thankful that you live in the Mid-Atlantic region and don't deal with snow and ice or cold temperatures all that often, although I have to say, it does snow in D.C. and it does get cold.
It does, it does.
So they're not completely out of the woods there.
Brian, thank you so much for being our man on the mountain.
Thank you.
In Killington, Vermont. And let's see what else we have in the future.
Peter, speaking of the future, I really want to know what your future looks like for the next week or two. Do you not know? Are you still playing it by ear with the ankle injury?
I'm going to tell you right now that even if I felt like I could run,
yeah,
I'm probably going to bow out for most of September.
Okay.
I'm probably going to stick with cardiovascular that is not running.
Okay.
And that's all I have to say about that. You'll know when I'm running again. I'm not shy, Brian.
There'll be a smile on that face?
Well, I won't keep it to myself.
Spring in that step?
I won't keep it to myself.
A co-host worth sitting next to? No, I don't mean that.
I can't ever promise that.
I spent 6 months frowning into my soup, so here we go. We'll be there. We'll get there together. We'll run a burrito run before too long.
You know, sometimes when I pick up the wrong microphone and I smell it and I smell your frown, I know it's yours.
Turn that frown upside down, baby.
Turn that microphone frown Upside down.
I'm sorry. The microphone smells. That's terrible.
It's gross.
If you ever want to get into radio or podcasting, make sure you put a windscreen on your microphone and throw it out after every session.
Bring your own mic.
Or bring your own mic.
So yeah, I'm not going to say I'm running anything much before October 1. Now, I'll say this. If I'm not running by October 1, you're going to pay a huge price.
It's going to be my fault.
It's all you.
This has been episode 142 of How Is Your Run Today with Peter Villa and Brian Gould. Music by Jeff Cronenberg. Social media guru is Anna Brooks. Artist in residence is Andrea Bonnie Gould. Very special thanks to all of those crazy people that ran the Killington Mountain Race. They were Rebecca Curry, Natasha Wolf, three people from the London Bridge Running Society, and representatives from London Brunch Club and District Running Collective. Look them up. Peter, I'm going to give you some of the credits to read.
Not really. There's not much left, except on Saturdays, please join us on all social media for our patented Sat Stat Chat. Tell us where you ran, how the weather was, and include a sweet, sweet photo. Brian, this past Sat Stat Chat. Brian, this past Sat Stat Chat was quite filled. People seem to be okay with the idea that we're back and recording again.
I don't think anybody noticed. The Sat Stat Chat's been going on all summer, and people have been contributing. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone. Also, join us on hwrt.com. That is howwasyourruntoday.com. You can do our archives. You can catch up with Thought Platform, which is available exclusively on Radio Public. 5 episodes to expand your mind, people. And stop by our Redbubble store. Buy that HWYRT t-shirt that you've been putting off oh so long. Come on. You know you want to.
You can also learn more about Vinny Cent and his travels around North America. And you can watch that Millinocket movie. If you're thinking about it, or you want to get psyched.
I think that's an important thing for people to watch before they come to Millinocket.
I think probably.
It'll give them a flavor of what it is, and they can see me fall apart.
Watch you cry into a sock.
Yeah, who doesn't want that?
I do. I watch it every night before I go to bed. Maybe that's why I'm having trouble sleeping. Hey, Peter.
Hey, Brian.
Have a great week this week. I hope you run again soon.
Hey, Brian.
Yes, sir.
Have a good run today.
Thank you.
Wait, are we doing a Thought Platform, or are we doing a How Is Your Run?
How's Your Run today? Peter, come here and do the show. Peter, my goodness, it's week 2 of the autumn, fall, end of summer season, end of summer sale. Folks, come on down to the HWYRT summer sale, end of summer sale, President's Day, February. This is how we begin the show.